throw it. And like signing up for AutoZone Rewards, just spend $20 five times. You get a $20 reward. Pretty smart. Hoods up, America.
Sign up for free today at any AutoZone store or online at AutoZone.com/rewards. See store for restrictions and details.
AutoZone. There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing, we'll go right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down with a foul.
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Bodyguards, home of the screen protector Pure, now brings Cougar fans a new level of device protection. Partnering with Unequal Technologies to engineer a line of phone cases, Bodyguards utilizes the same material professional athletes use in helmets and protective gear, and delivers that professional-grade protection in a sleek, attractive case perfect for your device. Cougar fans can receive 25% off their purchase by visiting bodyguards.com. That's bodyguards with a Z.com. And entering the promo code GOCOOGS. Bodyguards.
It starts with a and soon it's you go from sitting and to sitting in your on your way to then one day and before you know it starts all over again. Sagicor Life Insurance Company. However your life changes, we'll be there. Call us toll-free at 888-SAGICOR or visit us online at sagicorlifeusa.com.
All right, then, welcome back to Stockton, California, home of the Pacific Tigers, the Alex G. Spano Center. And with a lot of BYU fans in the stands, attendance was 3,175 today. They drew under 2,000 on Thursday, and I've got to think the entire difference is all BYU fans here today, as the home fans, Pacific, were kept pretty quiet throughout the day, and the BYU fans had a chance to really let loose in the second half as the Cougars got rolling, and they win it by 14, 81-67. For the second consecutive game, it's a 47-point second half, but Pacific wasn't able to replicate what St. Mary's did, certainly on Thursday in the second half, and BYU wins it by 14. A lot of reasons to feel good about the way BYU played today, particularly after halftime, but Mark, until you get that first away win, these guys are wondering about, you know, what can we do here when we leave our building, and it finally came today, and hopefully spurs the Cougars on a nice little run here.
Well, I'm going to give you a profound thought here, Greg, and that is that winning on the road is hard. And you don't understand it. It doesn't matter who you're playing. It takes a special effort to win on the road. And I thought this was one of BYU's best games, in my view. The first half wasn't pretty, but it was more missed shots than anything. I think Kyle played his best game. The way he was getting into the paint and not being a black hole, but rather being a facilitator, found Celius, found Chase. I thought he was just terrific today. Of course, Zach continues to play well. Chase, solid. So you're getting your production from senior guards. That was critical to have a chance to win on the road. But I want to take a second to talk about the coaching, Greg. And I don't get to see a lot of practices, but I was here in town, so I went with you last night. So I was really kind of zoned in on practice and watching the coaches, talking to the coaches, because I wanted to see, okay, you know, BYU struggled a little bit. What can I put on the coaches here? But I tell you what, everything that I had concerns with, those things were addressed. And watching Tim Lacombe work the scout, man, I saw all that today, and I saw really come together, making some really good plays because of that great scout, and watching Terry Nashif do his thing, putting in the offense, and really talking with the guys about what went wrong in St. Mary's in that first half, talking about how, man, we got to go through the, even if you don't understand why we're doing something, go do it. Do it the exact same way every time, and you'll get stuff. And so, overall, I think coaching, players, this was one of the best performances. You need it. This team needed it. And who knows if they're going to continue to have some of these problems. Probably. I mean, it's a work in progress, but you got your road win, and you put that monkey behind you, and now you just try and keep getting better and better, which I think BYU is. I think they're getting better and better, and that gives me a lot of hope.
Nice synopsis. Let's get to our post-game honorees. We'll start with our Deseret First Credit Union MVP of the game, brought to you by DFCU, proud sponsor of the Deseret First Duel. Chase Fisher ends up with a game-high 23. We're going to go with Kyle Collinsworth tonight, Mark. I think 22 points, 8 assists. assists, 5 rebounds, 3 steals, career highs in free throws taken and made in 37 minutes of play. He was 12 of 17 at the stripe, 5 of 8 from the field, controlled the tempo. You said one of his best games of the year, and I agree with you.
A lot of people think, well, he's got to get a triple-double for it to be a good game. But just the way he played, I mean, to me, that's how a point guard should play. It's all about everyone else before you. And that's the way Kyle played tonight. Really helped this team. Really helped their spacing, their confidence. And when it was there, he went and scored it. But it's not always about just going and scoring it. And I think the more Kyle can realize that, he will get even better than he is.
The Surf Pro of Provo's sub of the game presented by Surf Pro. When disaster strikes, the fire, water, cleanup, and restoration professionals at Surf Pro of Provo are ready for whatever happens. And today's sub of the game has got to be Zach Seljaas. It was another Zach attack. 4 of 8 from the field, including 4 of 6 from 3. 14 points, 5 rebounds in 27 minutes of play. For Zach Seljaas, those 5 rebounds tie a career high. And now look at what he's done the last 7 games just from the arc. So the last 7 games when he began to see more minutes. Just a quick addition, 23 of 33. Good heavens. 23 for 33 from the arc over the last 7 games. That's 70%. And that's that's almost a month of basketball right there. And he's 70% from the arc. That's insane. 23 for 33 from distance for Zach Attack Seljaas. He does it today to become the Surf Pro of Provo sub of the game. For the New Skin difference-making stat of the game, which presented by New Skin, the difference demonstrated. Mark, I'm going to give you the choice of 3 stats or parcels of stats. Dave Rose talked about rebounding being a big number coming into today. BYU did outboard Pacific 38-30, including 14-8. On the offensive glass, but BYU took 30 free throws to Pacific's 14 and outscored the Tigers by 12 at the stripe in a 14-point game. You can also choose between that and 3-point shooting. BYU 11 for 23 from the arc. Which resonates most with you today?
Well, I'm Mr. Defensive Rebound, so if you're going to give me the choice about it, I'm going to go with rebounding. I mean, if you get 14 second chances on offense, it doesn't matter if you're shooting 44%. That's like you're getting 55, 60% scores on your offensive side of things. And Nate Austin, I think, has been a huge part of BYU playing well. And I love that because they don't just fall to you. I mean, you got to go get them. And Nate Austin has been great, the whole team. So if you're going to give me the choice, I always go with the defensive rebounding stats.
All right, we'll go with the 14-8 with those second chances. That's our New Skin difference-making stat of the game. BYU shoots 44% on the day to Pacific's 46. BYU 48 from 3 to Pacific's 39. And BYU 73 from the stripe to Pacific's 71. Rebounds as noted. BYU plus 8 there at 38-30. BYU 11 assists, 11 turnovers, 11 assists on 24 makes. Pacific 20 assists and 15 turnovers. 20 assists, a great number, on 25 makes. So a lot of things that the Tigers did actually quite well. But it was a flurry of points that put BYU out to a 20-point lead in the second half, and they were not looking back. And Zach Seljaas, Chase Fisher, a big part of that with 3-point shooting. I would note that the way that BYU ended half number one, scoring 9 points and a 9-0 run in the final minute of the first half, kind of set the tone and helped BYU get to where it needed to be in this one. Things were kind of sluggish until then, and it helped BYU get where it needed to go here today in winning it 81-67. Miscellaneous categories, Pacific plus 4 in the paint, BYU plus 9 off of turnovers, BYU plus 6 on second chance, BYU plus 2 on fast break, and Pacific plus 3 in bench scoring. 3 ties and 4 lead changes. BYU's large lead was 20. Pacific's large lead came at 3 late in the first half. BYU scoring 23 Fisher, 22 Collinsworth, 14 Seljaas. Those were your guys in double figures. 6 for Emery, I don't think anything after halftime. 4s for Davis, Austin, and 8s. 2s for Chapman and Kafusi. That'll get you to 81. Pacific led by Jacob Lampkins, 14. Final score, BYU 81, Pacific 67. The Tigers will fall to 3-10 on the year, 2-2 in league. BYU goes to 10-5 on the year, 1-1 in the West Coast Conference. More coming up from courtside, but coming up next, Cleon Wall with Cougar Postgame Live here on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Feel more empowered with every purchase. With the amazing Rewards Visa credit card from Zions Bank, anything you buy with the card can be your reward. So you're empowered to use your rewards your way. Apply today and earn triple rewards points on every card purchase within the first 90 days. Credit card subject to credit approval. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Offer available for new credit cards only. Offer subject to change may not be available with all card types. Zions Bank member FDIC. Is your card amazing?
Hey, college hoops fans. If there's anyone that knows how to assist their team to a victory, it's you. You guys may know how to fuel your starting five, but even the best assisters need assistance. That's why State Farm is here to help. So, paint your face, stomp your feet, and get ready to give your team the biggest assist of all. Some good old school pride. For help from an all-star team, visit statefarm.com. We exist to assist.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks in, scores! And one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Has this ever happened to you?
I have chips for my dip, but no dip for my chips.
If I make beefaroni one more time, my kids will stop talking to me. Help me.
My boss just threatened to fire me if the food at our company party isn't, quote, so good that it makes you want to slap your neighbor. What do I do?
BYU Food to Go is here to help. Located at 2191 North Canyon Road, BYU Food to Go caters to your needs. Salad, yes. Lasagna, of course. Mint brownies, booyah. BYU Food to Go. Because we care.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
Tonight's game is in the books, and now it's time to break it all down. Welcome to Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. Now, let's rejoin your host, Cleon Wall.
Welcome into Cougar Post Game Live, brought to you by New Skin, demonstrating our difference for over 30 years with innovative anti-aging products. New Skin. BYU wins today over Pacific, 81-67. Already getting some tweets in, reaction from some BYU basketball fans. Richard Muse tweets me, says, shots fell in the second half. Love effort and love BYU basketball. Want to see Kyle Davis be a force inside, move the ball more, lots more. I totally agree with you, Richard. When BYU moves the ball, they play so much better. And I'm going to give the offensive MVP definitely to Kyle Collinsworth on this night. He had 22 points on the night, only 5 of 8 from the field, 12 of 17 from the free throw line. I was more impressed with him driving to the basket and dishing it out to the shooters. He had 8 assists in this game, but there was a time when it was like 2 or 3 shots in a row, he passed it out to a 3-point shooter, and they made the 3-point shot. BYU led by as many as 20 in this game because of Kyle's effort passing the ball out to the guys that were scoring. One guy texted way earlier on Cougar Halftime Live. He made a comment that Kyle Collinsworth really shouldn't shoot outside of the free throw line. He actually did shoot one shot at about the free throw line, and he made that. So Kyle is definitely the offensive MVP, and you see how dangerous he can be when he drives to the basket. David Fizeau, he tweets in, great team win. I love it. A couple of other quick comments from me. Defensive MVP, I'm going to say thanks again to Nate Austin for coming back to play one more season. Nate Austin, only 4 points in this game, but 10 rebounds and 3 blocked shots. He is constantly slapping out missed shots, and he's really just been invaluable to this team. Fisher and Celius in this game. Fisher, 6 three-pointers in this game. 4 for Celius. They had 10 of BYU's 11 three-pointers in this one. And the 1-3-1 defense BYU's playing, I don't think is really perfect, but it can be perfect for BYU. It led to steals and baskets, and BYU needs anything it can get to get easy baskets for this team right now. All right, break time here on Cougar Post Game Live. We're going to get you some scores coming up next from college football and college basketball. That's coming up next on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky. Three. Got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Cougar fans, whether you like to rise and shout or just chill out, BYU basketball season is blanket season. There's no better way to stay cozy and warm than wrapped in a luxurious, comfortable blanket from Minky Couture. Minky Couture's blankets can be customized for every Cougar fan, big or small. Minky Couture is locally owned and operated with locations in Ogden, Layton, Draper, Orem, and St. George. Check out Minky Couture's wide array of blankets in any of our five locations or online at www.minkycouture.com.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control. Only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back into Cougar Postgame Live. I'm Cleon Wall. For the second and final segment of Cougar Postgame Live, BYU wins today 81-76. Next game coming up, it's going to be against Santa Clara Thursday night, 9 p.m. tip-off, 8 p.m. pregame right here on the IMG Sports Network. College basketball going on right now, a really good one between third-ranked Oklahoma and 11th-ranked Iowa State. Sooners have, well, actually now Sooners down 56-53 to the Cyclones. Sooners still undefeated on the season. 24th-ranked South Carolina leading Memphis 72-65. 10th-ranked Kentucky blowing out Ole Miss right now 53-27 with 17 minutes left to go in that game. 17th-ranked SMU. Maybe a guy named Lou plays there. I don't know. SMU leading South Florida 33-30 at halftime. 4th-ranked Maryland playing at Northwestern. This one barely starting. It's 3-3 in that game. 1st-ranked Michigan State beating Minnesota today 69-61. 2nd-ranked Kansas beats 23rd-ranked Baylor 102-74. Expect the Jayhawks to be number one next week since Michigan State lost earlier this week in the West Coast Conference. One game final, one game underway, other than the BYU Pacific game, that is. Santa Clara beats Portland 84-77. Pepperdine beats Loyola Marymount 18-8. And in the bowl games right now, 15th-ranked Oregon playing 11th-ranked TCU, and Oregon is just beating up on the Horned Frogs. It's 28-0 with 4:21 left to go in the second quarter. Georgia beats Penn State 24-17 in the Taxpayer Bowl, and Arkansas beats Kansas State 45-23 in the Liberty Bowl. That's going to do it for Cougar Postgame Live. The Cougar Locker Room Show coming up next right here on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put that throw down by Corbin Gabusi!
On the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
It starts with a... And soon it's... You go from sitting and... To sitting in your... On your way to... Then one day... And before you know it... It starts all over again. Sagicor Life Insurance Company. However your life changes, we'll be there. Call us toll-free at 888-SAGICOR or visit us online at sagicorlifeusa.com.
Dunk contest?
Oh, yeah. Watch this.
Oh, two-handed double dunk into some Zach sauce. Nice.
Uh-oh. He's going all in. What? Two chicken fingers into one sauce. Impressive.
Ooh, I got one. Fingers, fries, same time, two sauces, boom.
Oh, that was awesome. Okay, I got one. I call this the around the world.
That's never been done.
At Zaxby's, we appreciate a good dunk. That's why we're proud to be the official chicken of sports fans. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Our exclusive post-game coverage continues with the Cougar Locker Room Show.
Sends out for three in the tie.
Got it! 5 in a row for BYU.
Rise right to the rim. Top and in!
And one!
Now let's head back live to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats with Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, so welcome back courtside here at the Alex G. Spanos Center, Stockton, California. 3,000-plus on hand to watch BYU defeat Pacific by a score of 81-67. Zach Seljaas is our courtside guest on the Cougar Locker Room Show. And, Zach, first of all, as we sit here courtside, there are BYU fans still milling about. How cool is it to come to an away venue and feel the support you guys get away from home?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, the BYU fans are amazing, one of the best fans in the country.
Zach, I keep, not to be pessimistic, but I keep waiting for you to kind of cool off, and you just don't do it. I hope you never do, but... Man, I know you're a good shooter, but are even you surprised with kind of the numbers you're putting up from three this year? I mean, you're 70% your last six or seven games.
Yeah, very surprised, actually, you know.
Not to get it in your head. Don't think about this at all.
No, it's different. Like, I had no idea that I'd be able to do this, but, you know, just consistency of shooting, you know. After practice, I'm always shooting with Fisher, and, you know, his help is bringing me to just be confident every time I'm shooting.
Can your shorts go any higher than they currently are? That's another question Mark and I have had. You roll your shorts pretty high.
I like them high. No, I guess they
cool
could go higher.
Do, Greg.
What's that?
You wouldn't know. That's what the cool kids are doing.
I guess so. Maybe next year you can special order you can special order your next pair of shorts. Certain kids like to roll them up, and Zach's one of the guys likes to roll them nice and high, nice and tight.
Whatever he's doing, keep doing everything that you're doing.
Keep doing it. How would you assess the importance of getting away win number one for this team?
It's a big confidence booster, especially, you know, coming from the St. Mary's game and then having that loss, but then coming here and getting that big win, it's getting more confident for us in this conference play.
Okay, Zach Seljaas is our guest. We'll take a quick break. More from Zach as we continue. We're going to get Zach on the bus, get them out of here really quickly. BYU 81, Pacific 67, the final here on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hey, this is Chris from JCW's, the Burger Boys. If you're looking for the perfect place to watch your favorite team while enjoying a delicious third-pound burger piled high with thick bacon and a delicious shake, then JCW's is the perfect place. We're a homegrown Utah company, and we work hard to provide the best-tasting food around in a clean, friendly atmosphere that family and friends will enjoy. Stop in and see us today. We're in Lehi, American Fork, Provo, and now in South Jordan. JCW's, quality, and a lot of it.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. Basketball season is a great time of year. As BYU fans, we love seeing the Cougs back on the court. We expect seeing injuries on the basketball court, but occasionally, injuries become part of our lives off the court. If you've been injured in an accident, we know what you're going through. We'd love to talk to you about your situation and help you better understand what you're up against. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com and get the answers you deserve. We'll give it to you straight. Go Cougs.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing. We got right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down with a bounce.
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678. That's Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678.
Welcome back to Stockton, California. BYU 81, Pacific 67. Today's final score, Cougars get their first win in league and their first away win of the season. BYU now 10-5 overall, 1-1 in the WCC. Zach Seljaas with 14 points, including 4 of 6 from 3, is our guest here on the Cougar Locker Room Show. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant, and Zach Seljaas here all courtside. We thought, Mark and I did, Zach, that Kyle Collinsworth played one of his best games of the year and really of his career, how he controlled the game as a teammate. And then when you're on the bench watching him, what would you say about the way Kyle played the game today?
The way to describe it is just a straight leader. He was out there controlling the way we are as a team and controlling the bench. Just our energy out there. He was very was unselfish on that and becoming a great leader.
Well, Zach, I mean, this team seemed to really come together in the second half again. I liked how the coaches went to that 1-3-1 zone. What were some changes that were addressed there that helped you have a better second half?
We just went to that zone, slowed them down a little bit, and we got energy from it, got a couple steals and rebounds at the start and led to baskets, which got our energy going, and defensively, it just where it all starts.
Lastly, you just finished playing 5 games away from home, 5 straight away from home. Nice to get back to Provo here for a Thursday, Saturday.
Yeah, be a cold one.
It'll be cold, but good to be back in the warmth of the Marriott Center in front of the home fans, and back out on the road you go again. Zach, great work today. Congratulations to you and the guys. Happy New Year. We'll see you back in Provo.
Thank you.
All right, Zach Seljaas, our guest on the Cougar Locker Room Show. Dave Rose next on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622. That's Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks in, scores, and one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control, only from America First Credit Union.
federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. It's great to see the Cougars back in action. We all know that basketball is a team sport, and no matter how talented a single player may be, he will not be successful unless he's surrounded by a strong team. The same is true if you've been injured in an accident. Trying to go up against the insurance company's team of adjusters and attorneys on your own will not likely result in a win. At Siegfried & Jensen, we can provide the teamwork you need on your case. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com to learn more. Go Cougs!
Time to get the final word on today's game from head coach Dave Rose.
I'm really proud of our guys. I just think that, you go to the last 80 minutes that we've played and you've seen a lot of fight.
It's the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Now let's rejoin your host, Greg Rubel.
All right, so welcome back courtside to the Alex G. Spanos Center, Stockton, California, home of the Pacific Tigers, BYU 81, Pacific 67. Today's final score, this is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show, presented in part by TuneIn. Cougar fans, you can listen to live play-by-play broadcasts, coaches shows, and replays of games on the free TuneIn radio app or on TuneIn.com/BYU. Lots of ways to catch the Cougars live and on demand. Greg Rubel and Mark Durant with you. Our thanks also to Kyle Collinsworth, who is our statistician today. He's BYU's basketball media relations director. Dave Rose coming up in just a second. Zach Selyus, we talked to a second ago, 4 of 6 from three, and he may never cool down. And if that's the case, well, all the better for BYU.
I keep expecting it, and I guess at some point you'd have to, unless he's going to be a career 70% three-point shooter, and that would be pretty cool. But even if he did cool down, I mean, he's got great confidence. He's big. He does good things out there. And he seems to enjoy hitting big shots. So I'm just thrilled about his progress and the rest of the year for him, the rest of his career. But he's been a really, not that we didn't know that he'd be good, but a really pleasant surprise and a big part of what BYU's doing right now.
Zach Selyus, one of three Cougars in double figures today. He was a 14 points on 4 of 8 from the field, 4 of 6 from three. And as mentioned, over the last 7 games, he's shooting at a 70% clip from the three-point line. Just remarkable stuff. And what do you see about his shot that leads you to believe that if not 70%, he'll still stay at a pretty high number? What do you like about the way he shoots it?
Well, he shoots it quick. He doesn't need a lot of space. You know, a lot of guys have to gather themselves, and defense can recover. So even if he's got a guy on him, he can shoot, and he shoots it high. He jumps on his shot. It's not a set shot. And then he shoots it at a high release point. And he's got that beautiful form. I mean, that's how you teach it. So he's got all the mechanics right. And the only problem is mentally, can you knock him down? And clearly it seems like mental is not a problem for Zach Selyus.
And we don't worry. You know, we see numbers like 6 for 11 from Chase Fisher. We don't get, we don't go gaga about it because we've come to expect big numbers. But he was really good today.
Yeah, and he doesn't force things. He doesn't try to kind of usurp Kyle and Chase, especially when Chase is shooting well. He picks his spots and doesn't shoot a ton, but man, he's so effective when he does.
All right, Dave Rose joining us here courtside at the Spano Center. Again, of the 3,000 plus on hand, a large number of those fans were in BYU blue, and Coach Rose has gotten used to getting good support away from home. But Dave, I thought today I could sense early that this was going to be a good building for you guys, and it turned out to be that way. You've really felt the support, I'm sure.
It was a great crowd, and I think that reminds you kind of the days when we would go to Portland and have those kind of and TCU when you're in the Mountain West Conference. I think that the key is to have tickets available to buy, and then our people usually buy and show up. But this was a really, really good crowd tonight, and we played well, and it was what we needed, exactly what we needed to get a big win. Our execution late in the game was tremendous, and I think we got a real balanced feel. KD, wasn't feeling very well, and we come on this trip, and Zach and KD both, at different times, suffering with the flu, and I think that Zach really, really played well for us tonight and picked up some really big baskets, but defensively he was really active, and a lot of things happen that people don't know about that you just got to get through as a team, and this. You don't just actively go out and schedule 5 games away from your building. I mean, that's just not something that you try to do. It seems like we've been on the road for 2 or 3 weeks now, and But it's a good way to finish this thing up and get home and get started on a new year.
Things were a little muddy for a lot of the first half, but the last minute of the first half, 9-0 run for you guys, put you guys in the locker room in a good frame of mind. It did get tied in the second half before your next surge, but I thought the way you guys ended the first half might have been important for you.
It was great because we didn't shoot the ball very well. We guarded pretty well in the first half, and they were fouling a lot. It was a really physical game. But we missed a lot of shots that we wanted to shoot. You know, call a set and get that shot, and we want to, you know, that ball to go up. And we were just having a hard time, finishing those plays. But Nate did an unbelievable job late off a free throw, got us a second shot. And I think that Chase hit one to end the half, but I think Zach got one before that. I mean, it was the second and third effort that Nate gave us the whole game. He ends up with 10 rebounds, played 28 minutes. He caused a lot of problems at the rim in the second half for those guys trying to finish over him. But I think that in the last 3 weeks, probably Nate has really kind of started to feel comfortable again after a year off and dealing with all his injuries, and it's really, really paying off for us.
Absolutely.
That second half was impressive, Coach, and you know, it looked like Pacific maybe found something that they liked with using their bigger guards to almost invert the offense, bring the big men out and try and post up their guards or drive with their guards, and that got them in the game. You call timeout, you go that 1-3-1, and you never look back from there. What was the thinking there, and was that kind of the thing that turned it around for you?
Well, in the first half, I thought their guards were not as aggressive getting to the rim. I think we got a charge early, and our guys were really active and staying in front of guys, and so they settled for some jump shots. The big guys popped out, and I think the two big guys actually were the leading scorers at halftime, and I'm sure the coach challenged them because, 22 and 3 and Wallace, number 2, those guys are the heart and soul of their team. It's their leading scorers, and they went in with not a lot of offensive production at halftime. And so they came out and immediately started to isolate us and drive us. Drove right at Nick a couple times, got a foul, got to the rim and scored. And it was like Greg said, that they tied the score, got it even. And so that 1-3-1 is designed to try to help stop penetration. But we went to it the other night against St. Mary's, and they banged a couple threes, we challenged the threes. Nate did a great job of getting to the corner on one, blocked it. But we were really active, and we got them on their heels, and then we executed really well on offensive end.
Those three guards, Coach Rose mentions, the three leading scorers for Pacific combined to make only 6 shots tonight, and Wallace himself made just 1 field goal, 8 points, his first non-double-figure game in 4 games. So a lot of work was done on the right guys, and Theodoro, after his first half, didn't score after halftime.
Yeah, and he banged 2 threes on us in transition because our guards were kind of – our big guys were helping to get the ball stopped, and so he was kind of trailing, and we were a little bit late to him, but we did a better job in the second half.
We've talked a lot about Kyle Collinsworth's game. Where do you put it in the games he's played this year?
Well, this was one of his best all-around complete games. We knew that they would really come hard off of those screens, the ball screens for him, but I think his ability to find shooters, he gets more and more confidence when the guys hit the shots, and he gets so much better. And tonight in the second half, we had 2 guys. We had Zach and Chase spreading out and hitting that, and he feels really, really comfortable in his ability to draw the defenders and then get the ball to open shooters. And he got to the free throw line, and he was good there at the free throw line. And what's really important is that you every time you get there, you make one, and he was that way all the way tonight. He made obviously made them both quite a few times, but if you can always get one with him, it keeps his confidence going. And he should have gone probably a few more times. I mean, he got banged up pretty good. But Chase was really, really good late. He got those 2 shots that he got late in the first half, gave him some confidence going in. But, I mean, it's just a really big win for these guys. I mean, we haven't won a road game since we beat the number 3 team in the country. And so that's a little bit of a long wait, to get through November and December and start off January the right way.
Indeed. Career highs for Kyle Collinsworth tonight, and creating free throws made and taken, 12 for 17. 10 of BYU's 11 threes came from Fisher and Celius. Zach Celius, last seven games, Dave, is shooting 70% from the three-point line.
Yeah, he's really confident. And a lot of them, I think everyone expects him to shoot him because he's catching them wide open. The guys are drawing in on other people, and we kick it to him. But a couple of these things are tough shots. He'll come right off the screen and jump up and bury that thing. And it really, really gives us energy. Zach's ability to jump up and make a shot for us spreads throughout the whole team because you're getting help off the bench, and that's what those starters can really feel, the energy from that help.
Okay, the Cougars trying to fly out of here, so we'll get a quick final thought from Coach Rose coming up next here on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Feel more empowered with every purchase. With the amazing Rewards Visa credit card from Zions Bank, anything you buy with the card can be your reward. So you're empowered to use your rewards your way. Apply today and earn triple rewards points on every card purchase within the first 90 days. Credit card subject to credit approval. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Offer available for new credit cards only. Offer subject to change may not be available with all card types. Zions Bank member FDIC. Is your card amazing?
Hi, Greg Grubel here. And like I get excited for every new BYU basketball season, your Utah Honda dealers are excited to introduce to you a new line of 2016 Hondas. You'll love the all-new economical 2016 Honda Civic, complete with standard features others call options. The all-new 2016 Honda Accord, priced less than Toyota Camry, and it's also on Car and Driver's 10 Best List Award 30 times. And don't forget the Honda CR-V, Motor Trend's 2015 SUV of the year. See them all and drive one today at your Utah Honda dealer.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky. Three.
Got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
The best thing at Chuck-a-Rabba is the ice cream.
My favorite flavor is chocolate.
What? Vanilla. Chocolate.
I like to put Oreos and vanilla wafers. They just make it so delicious.
I like gummy bears because they're yummy.
Oreos. Gummy bears. Oreos.
The choice is yours at Chuck-a-Rabba.
Taco Bell would like to remind you that getting a breakfast burrito from a burger place is like getting a surfboard from a frame store, which is like getting a picture frame from a kayaking guy, which is like getting a river tour from a blacksmith, which is like getting a breakfast burrito at a burger place. Instead, you should get the Grande Scrambler at Taco Bell. It's loaded with your choice of bacon, sausage or steak, fluffy eggs, crispy potatoes, pico de gallo, and more. It's like buying a breakfast burrito from a burrito place, and that just makes sense. Taco Bell. Wake up. Live mas. Order now at the new TacoBell.com. At participating locations, served during breakfast hours.
'81-'67, BYU over Pacific as the Cougars get their first league win and first away win of the season. Now 10-5 on the year, 1-1 in the WCC. Coach Rose, you will be back out on the road soon enough, but you do get to go home for the first time in a while and play two games this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. The first thing our guys said when we got in the locker room was how excited they are to get home, and maybe not so excited to start school on Monday. That break has been nice for them, but to get to Thursday and Saturday with our home crowd and go through the routine of a home game. I mean, it seems like it's been quite a while since we've been through that. The Central Michigan game was on a Friday of the finals week. We had guys taking finals on that, so that was a so we really haven't played a home game since Utah State, whenever that was, December 9th or 10th, something like that. So it's, as far as the routine is concerned. Yeah. So we're looking forward to that. And then obviously two big weekends behind that on the road. So figure it out.
On a Thursday-Saturday swing like this, you dropped the Thursday game. How much time do you spend talking about what happened then, and how much time do you spend focusing on your next opponent?
Well, I try to spend as the least, especially when we don't play well, spend the least amount of time dwelling on the things that happened there that were not good for us. We try to point them out. Try to discuss them mainly in the locker room, in the film, in the hotel, in the ballroom, the banquet rooms. But when we get off the bus to get to the gym on Friday, then I want it all out. I want all the. I don't want the coaches talking about the night before or the day before. I want let's just get on what's next. And we'll spend some time this week when we get home talking about that St. Mary's game and some of the things we need to do better. But I think we used all our energy to get this win tonight, and I'm really happy for the guys and proud of them.
Speaking about using energy, I see Coach Burns down at that end of the floor, and that's a guy having to put out a lot of extra energy these days. He's having to fight a battle here.
Yeah, he's had quite a year. You know, he was at San Diego last year with Billy Greer, and they, you know, ended up right at the, after the season. They had a year left on their contracts, and they decided that they were going to make a change. And so he spent all spring and summer looking for a job, got this job late as an assistant here, and then things kind of turned upside down in the fall. And now he's the interim head coach with one assistant.
Yeah.
So he said he's doing all the scouts. And you know, I can't imagine. Well, I can't imagine. I did it in junior college. You just do it a little bit different. But he's trying to do at a Division I level what everyone else is doing, what he's done at San Diego and Eastern Washington and Washington State when he's been at these places with just two guys. And that is a lot of work. And I wish him the best.
All right. Well, great start to the new year for you guys. And we'll see you back in town, Dave.
All right. Thanks a lot, Greg.
All right. That's Dave Rose. We'll come back here from Coach Burns and wrap it up here on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Has this ever happened to you?
I have cereal, but no milk.
Last time I cooked for my family, they just looked at their plates and laughed. Why?
Grandpa just said that if the food at his birthday party doesn't, quote, make him jump up on the table to salsa dance for happiness, he'll unfriend me. Please no.
BYU Food to Go is here to help. Located at 2191 North Canyon Road, BYU Food to Go caters to your needs. Soup? We've got it. Chicken dinner? You bet. Enchiladas? Por supuesto. BYU Food to Go, because we care.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put that throw down like Corbin Gabusi!
On the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
BYU 81, Pacific 67. Today's final score here at the the Alex G. Spanos Center in Stockton, California. A short time ago, the voice of the Tigers, Zach Beirute, met with Coach Mike Burns postgame, and so I just kind of snuck the recorder in and got a few of their postgame comments. So our thanks to Zach and the Pacific Radio team for letting me sneak in here and get a few of Coach Burns' postgame comments. So here now is Zach with Coach Mike Burns of Pacific.
First half, and then you get down to the last couple of minutes, especially the last minute, BYU goes on a 9-0 run to end the first half. And is that kind of where things started to break down for your team in this game?
Well, I mean, you know, they did a great job. We had some free throw box out situations. And one of the things BYU does, as well as anybody, is they take an offensive rebound, they pivot and throw to a three-point shooter immediately. And we talked about that, you know, prior to the game, and it's one thing to rehearse it a little bit, but they do it very well. And it's a rehearsed plan, and when they get that ball off the rim, it spits out. And they probably had, of their 11 threes, four or five of that variety tonight. And I think that was, you know, I mean, I was really upset at halftime because, you know, you can control a free throw box. I mean, you know, you got to put a body on someone, and it's hand-to-hand combat down there.
It was 50-50. It could have been a foul, too. It just as easy. I mean, he did some pushing, went over the back.
Yeah, and that's...
That. But you know that's going to happen on free throws,
yep.
And so you got to double-pinch those guys and just got to fight them.
And that was the disappointing part is we just, you know, we kind of bumped them and expected the ball to come to us, and that's... We've had an issue with that. And the team is big and physical as BYU's going to try to cave you in down there.
How tough is Kyle Collinsworth to contain? I mean, he's not the prolific scorer that Tyler Hawes was, but he just does everything so well, and he facilitates for others so well.
Well, I mean, he's, you know, whatever plan you have for him, he's very similar to how Matthew Dellavedova was when he was at St. Mary's. Whatever plan you had for him, like in the first half of the game, those kids were smart enough. They'd figure out what you were taking away, and then they would get something else and find a way. The thing that he did great is, and we did not do well, is on step-up screens and ball screens, we were pushing them down, and we wanted our bigs to get up to the level of the screen. And that's because we did not want Collinsworth to snake into the middle of the floor, and he was able to do that to, one, put foul pressure on us, and two, find shooters. And that was ultimately, that as much as anything, probably cost us.
What do you